Now, you may have noticed that we're talking a lot about geosciences on the program the last few weeks, and there's a reason for that. Our Sci-Fi Book Club is reading N.K. Jemisin's The Fifth Season. It's a story about a world in constant geological turmoil. Volcanoes, earthquakes, even shifting magnetic poles, and we've heard about those. They're all disasters plaguing the story, and one place our book club is meeting is on Facebook. Here to share some gems from that discussion that's happening on Facebook, Science Friday digital producer Johanna Mayer. Johanna, welcome.
Hey, John.
And radio producer Christy Taylor. Hi there.
Hey, John.
So when I think book club, I think about people sitting in a room together talking over wine, maybe. How are we doing this on the radio?
Well, we kind of can't. I do love the way that we're able to dive into a piece of literature and really explore it with our guest experts and listeners. But a lot of the time, our on-air conversations can only include so many voices. People don't get to talk to each other. We have limited time. And so on.
So that is where the Science Friday Book Club Facebook group comes in. We really kind of wanted to try to put that club back in the book club, and people have really delivered some thoughtful conversations as they've been reading.
I'm really interested to hear about these conversations because the fifth season has some heavy stuff. I mean, it's end of the world, personal loss, earthquake magic. What kind of questions have you been chewing on?
Yes. So for starters, we've been talking about this theme of disaster a lot, how the society and the story itself has adapted to disaster, and also how people respond to it on an individual level. I mean, characters in this story are walking away from their entire lives as they know it because of a giant volcano. So this idea of individual resilience was really intriguing to one of our listeners, Denise from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
As a person whose survival instinct is waning during our own times, I find myself wondering what it must be like to have a wish to survive that is so strong that one is prepared to live with brutality, or to brutalize others in the name of survival. When hope is lost, what are people living on? What is it like to live with a brain, a mind, a will like that?
I'm John Dankosky, and this is Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
And John, we've also been talking about how groups of people respond to disasters.
Yes. So another listener named Jude made a really interesting comparison between the tight-knit communities in Jemisin's world and monasteries in the Middle Ages.
Hmm.
Yeah. And she said, so when Roman civilization was breaking up, these institutions really encouraged an ethical approach to communal life. The monks weren't just hanging around praying. They also taught those outside the monastery the agricultural knowledge and the skills they needed to survive. And they transcribed written material for future preservation. I thought those communities in Jemisin's book, in comparison, entirely insular, unwilling to reach out unless they got something in return. So I thought that was a great point about different reactions to disaster and social upheaval.
So social upheaval, I'm guessing people probably had some feelings about how science was portrayed in the story?
Well, this is a science show,
yes.
So we did ask about that. And that's one thing we've really, really wanted to explore with people. The fifth season is a work of fantasy or maybe science fiction, but it's rooted in a lot of real geological turmoil. There are these characters who can do earthquake magic, but they're also stopping aftershocks. They're trying to plug up volcanoes, but, you know, so the pressure and lava is safely rerouted. They're talking about fault lines and friction and vibrations carrying through different materials, different kinds of volcanic ash, ecological effects, etc. So we asked people how they related to that kind of information density, and Aaron from Fairfield, Connecticut, had this to say.
I think consumers of science fiction are already tuned into science and are looking for science to be based in reality. It is expected that the author will take scientific liberties to advance the story, but one of the things I love most about the genre is how smart some of these authors are and how much time they must spend studying about the science to make it believable. I love how Jemisin worked geology into the core of her story. It is so unique. I found myself using her appendices and looking up more information about the science as I read the book.
That said, this is a book about disasters and about violence, and N.K. Jemisin is a Black woman writing about this oppressed group of people. And the origins, these people in the book who do earthquake magic, are treated in ways that pretty directly parallel slavery and racism in America. And some of our readers have been reacting to this as well. So Yovana from Santa Cruz, California, said she found those parallels overwhelming.
I recently finished this book, The Fifth Season, while reading chapters on the Civil War and Restoration in Jill Lepore's new civics book, These Truths, and watching movies like Sorry to Bother You, and was struck about how all three seem to spin the same tale, one of slavery, inequity, dehumanization, and hard choices. At times, this book felt so real and so current, I had to put it down just to get some space.
It sounds like people are digging into this a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, they really are, John. And we want to keep digging. Next Friday on the show, we're going to sort of complete this book club with a conversation with seismologist Lucy Jones and sociologist Lori Peek. On the air so far, we've been talking about volcanoes, earthquake, geosciences, the center of the earth. But we really plan to explore disaster sociology with this conversation. Lori Peek has researched a lot of the social dynamics around Hurricane Katrina and who was hurt most in that situation, for example. And they're both people who have a lot to say about what makes a natural hazard into a human-scale disaster. Those are two very different things.
Hmm. So next week on the show, Ira's going to be back for that conversation. But let's just say I wanted to get involved. What would I do, Johan?
Yes, we have one more discussion question that we want people to think about as they finish up their reading. So here it is. This is a book where there are many different voices and many different storytellers, from the shifting narratives to the way that societal knowledge and history is transmitted through this concept of stone lore. So how do all of these voices shape our understanding of the story?
And you can think about that a little bit, John, and then join the Science Friday Book Club on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But we also really, really want you to send us your comments as voice memos so we can include them in next week's show, kind of like we did today with other people. So to do that, check out our website, sciencefriday.com/fifth season. That's sciencefriday.com/fifth season to send us a voice memo, join the conversation, and share your thoughts.
So it's still not too late to get involved.
It is not too late at all.
Excellent. Radio producer Christy Taylor and digital producer Johanna May. Thank you both so much for bringing us this. It's very exciting.
Thanks, John.
It's our pleasure.